Warning, the following program may contain language and concepts that might disgust you or challenge your sensibilities. Please enjoy the show.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
If you start to feel strange, grab a hold of your neighbor and kindly beat the shit out of him.
Baby.
Well, I guess Taylor Swift doesn't seem so evil now, does she? Yeah, that was the Dixie Chicks. They're back on tour. Amazing. Glad to hear it. That's one of my favorite songs ever. My being me, me being Mike Gold, this being Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. And, man, another really tough week. Really a bitch, wasn't it? Damn. Unlike what we usually often do here, I'm not going to spend a lot of time commenting about it, maybe a little bit at the end. But you know what we really need? What we really need is some rock and roll. And if that's what you need, you've come to the right place. John Entwistle is going to kick us off right here on America's True Pop Culture Channel, GetThePointRadio.com. You can keep your classical music. You can stop your rhythm and blues. And you know what you can do with your Dixieland too. You can stick it any place you choose. Just give me that rock and roll. All I want is that rock and roll. Just give me that rock and roll. All I want is that rock and roll. Take me back home and let it be for seven. I don't want to stay in hell. Take me back to heaven. Back to rock and roll.
Down. tune is called Tony Adams. Now come on, all of you, I don't care what team you are, can find something to get into about Mr. Adams, especially this tune, which is about a catastrophe hitting New York. It's totally insane. In the city of madness, our conversations died in the burst of a solar flare. In the darkness, an angel won the beauty pageant. Postroscopic snowflakes fell from the stratosphere. And all the neon blew down funky Broadway, started out the Eastern Shore. Only bass trombones and a saxophone.
Come on.
dear people, give us two a shoe. Fair, 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 fair is that. We'll be right back.
Simon Phillips, Joni Lynn Scott, the percussionist from Chicho have been out there too. What a show. Shit Kickers.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to call the name of the show back when we started back in the year Gimmel. I wanted to call it Shit Kickers. It would have aptly described this very self-same show, and it would have looked great on the side of a bus. Then I was told, we're not going to advertise on the side of any old bus. So I figured, what the fuck. That was Pete Townsend at the end there with Blue Light. Before Pete, Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, Tony Adams. Before Joe, the Reverend Horton Heat, Loaded Gun. He's the only American in that set, so of course he's the one with a loaded gun. Before the Reverend, John Lennon, Since My Baby Left Me. And we opened with John Entwistle, Gimme That Rock and Roll. I spent a good portion of, well, this morning, actually, but not your this morning, but my this morning, I'm taping on Friday, listening to a lot of John Entwistle's solo stuff. I always loved it. Haven't heard enough of it for a long, long time. Had a great time. I strongly recommend you do the same if you have the stuff. And if not, I get a feeling I'm going to be playing more of John's work here over the next couple of weeks. So maybe you can enjoy yourself. Alvin Lee is up next. He don't want to fight. We'll put the test to that in 8.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Don't wanna fight.
Dishes all under the table and threw my hat in the tallest stool. I say she threw all the dishes all under the table and threw my hat in the tallest stool. Some miles between me and you. Lord have mercy. What on earth I do to you to make you treat me this way? Delay. drank hot, soft water. She'd take a bath in gasoline.
Look at that, an end cue that's also a ringtone. Of course that was George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers. The name of the tune was the Delaware Slide. Delaware's not that big a place, okay? It's George Thorogood. Bo Diddley preceded with Evil Woman, before him Mitch Woods, Full Tilt Boogie, and we opened with Mr. Alvin Lee, Don't Wanna Fight. I don't know. I mean, people who want to fight, who don't do it professionally, confuse me. You know, it just confuses me. It's like, you get all skinned up and stuff. I mean, what is it? You really have to prove your manhood by fighting? No, no, no. Just whip it out, measure it off, and move on. That applies to much of life, actually. Jeff Beck's got a new album. We're going to give you a track from it in, you guessed it, 8.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
World with bile and venom, not compassion, understanding, responsibility, and hugs. Just people use their power to spread hate.
From the window, I'm seeing this to see. My feet have come loose from their moorings. I'm feeling quite wonderfully free. So I think I will travel to Rio. I'll use the music for flight. Well, there's nothing I know of in Rio, but it's something to do with the night. It's only a whimsical notion to fly down to Rio tonight. I probably won't fly down to Rio. Then again, I just might. Because there's wings to these thoughts behind fancy. Yes, there's wings to the thoughts behind play. And dancing to rhythms of laughter makes laughter the rhythm of rain. So I think I will travel to Rio, using the music for play. There's nothing I know of, but it's something I can do with tonight. Yeah, it's only a whimsical notion, I know, to fly down to Rio tonight. And I probably won't fly down to Rio, but then again, I might. Problems have come to be solved, and what I thought was proper for a battle, I see now is proper for love. So I think I will travel to Rio, using the music for my. There's nothing I know of. But it's something I can do with the night. It's only a whimsical notion to fly down to Rio tonight. I probably won't fly down to Rio. But then again, I just might. Yeah, just fly down to Rio. Jump on an airplane and fly down there. I could get on a boat and go down there. I could swim. Let's take the music.
Show is dusty. We just keep on going. That little house sitting over there, you don't have to worry about a thing. When we get there, everything is all right, man. We just keep on going. You know one thing, I believe we go over to Big Leg Emma's house. What time is it, man?
It ain't that late.
You know one thing, you got to...
Oh, I always had it.
Man, did you see?
Don't worry about that, man.
One thing I would like to...
No, don't do that.
But
I tried that.
We're almost there. We just keep rolling. Always on this road. Always on this road. Have to stay on this road when you ain't got no car, nothing like that. I think I'll get the...
Oh, that's too strong, man. We have such a good understanding.
You know one thing, man? We sure is. I'm telling you. Or you telling me. Somebody telling somebody. You know what I think? I think we just, well, detour across here and gone on over to Big Leg Emma's house now.
Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
You see, you can segue from champion Jack Dupree right into Frank Zappa. Always knew it. We opened with something from Jeff Beck's new album that was called Thugs Club. George Harrison did his composition, It Don't Come Easy. Yeah, I know, everybody associates that with Ringo Starr because, you know, he covered George's song. And it became Ringo's signature tune, and it's wonderful. It's fine, really. You hear it all the time. I thought it'd be kind of fun to just give that original a shot. And so we did. Mike Nesmith, who's also getting a lot of airplay these days because of Monkees album, 50th anniversary, that was him singing about Rio de Janeiro. which if you think some folks are going to have a bad day, check out the Olympics, folks. These are people totally in every way not ready for prime time. You'll see. It's going to be a disaster. The aforementioned champion Jack Dupree did a little talking blues going to Big Leg Emma's, and since he invoked the name of Big Leg Emma, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention actually had a single that preceded Freak Out, their first album. It was Big Leg Emma. This is a live version that they did many years later. I have the single. I like this one. This one's cooler. That's why I played it for you. Aren't I nice? And Bruce Springsteen, Patti Smith, Roy Bittan, Because the Night. When we started this here show, which we call Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind, internet radio was not quite a new thing. It was almost a new thing. But we did not expect, very few of us, I think, expected that internet would take over the television, which it pretty much has. If you saw the Emmy nominations, you'll see that most of the nominations were for non-traditional broadcast television shows. And a great many of them were for internet originals, Netflix, Amazon, so on and so forth. So that's where our media is headed. I mean, eventually it'll go somewhere else, but what we do here, essentially, is radio on the internet. It's still radio, it's just that the rules are gone. That's why it attracts me. I hope that's why it attracts you. And we're going to give you about a half hour worth of music all about radio, starting off with the Ramones. Hang on a sec.
Mike, go!
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind.
Get the Point Radio.
The All-American Half Pound. Two pure beef patties, lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Some fade away. Can I go where we're not? Hide behind shades and buzzing like a atmosphere. High on the hill, people stand still, watching them pointing and screaming. On the radio, approaching you fast, we're coming at last. On the radio star, we have traveled so far. On the radio star, we don't love anymore. And I want you to know that everything that is in your head can be heard. There's no time to love another. Learn how to dance, kill the romance. 2, 3, 4, 1, till I'm the radio star. On the radio star, we have traveled so far. On the radio star, we don't love anymore. And I want you to know that everything that is in your head can be heard night and day. So, what would you think and say?
interrupting all programs. This is Radio Crash on Pirate Satellite, orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Human army surplus or refusing of the lights. This is Radio Crash on Pirate Satellite.
Tribute to Radio ended with the Clash's This Is Radio Clash. Before that, the magnificent voice, not to mention the rest of her, of Shamikia Copeland, Who Stole My Radio, Martha Wainwright before her with Radio Star. Mr. George Harrison came back to deliver the devil's radio. If the devil eats devil's food cake, why is he so damn skinny? Before George, Steve Earle, Satellite Radio before Steve, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, New Radio before them all, Fiona Boys, Rockabilly on the Radio. Yeah, you get that here at Weird Sounds, don't you? And we opened the set with the Ramones. Of course we opened with this track. Do you remember Rock and Roll Radio? I do every time I listen to the playback of this here show. There's a big difference between our usual, almost weekly, big rant here and this week's just total exasperation. We were all getting along with our lives when Thursday night, France got attacked. Again. As I mentioned before, I'm recording this on Friday, so not all the facts are in, very few are in, really. Sounds like your basic lone-crazed madman working at the encouragement of, but not with or for, groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. It's really hard to fight this one. We can and we will. We have made a lot of significant progress. ISIS has lost a lot of territory that they had claimed over the course of the past year. That's why they're recruiting uncoordinated attacks. You know, it doesn't cost them money or effort. And lunatics can just go out there and do it and say, well, yeah, it was for those guys. We can't let them wear us down. These are police actions. We can't invade a country that doesn't exist. You're going to hear a lot of that to the contrary next week from Donald Trump and his cohorts in Cleveland. Donald Trump's an idiot. And this will be the best week of his life. It'll be all downhill from here for him. You'll see. We'll be back next week. Yep, same batshit time, same batshit channel right here on GetThePointRadio.com. To celebrate the return of the Dixie Chicks, me first in the Gimme Gimmies. Take us home.
Marion and Wanda were the best of friends all through the high school days. Both members of the 4-H Club, both active in the FFA. After graduation, Marion went looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused. She put on dark glasses and long sleeve blouses and makeup to cover up bruise. Well, she finally got the nerve to file for whatever. She let the law take it from there. But her walk right through that restraining order and put her in intensive care. Right away, Marianne flew in from Atlanta on a red-eye midnight flight. She held Wanda's hand as they worked on a plan, and it didn't take them long to decide that Earl had to die.
Our heroes rode painfully into the sunset and toward their next hair-raising adventure. Be sure to be with us next time for further adventures of
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Get the point.